Very common.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to the August 3rd, 2026 Bertie County Board of Commissioners meeting. We will now have roll call by Madam Clerk.
Chair Corey Ballance,
Present.
Vice Chair Lewis Hoggart,
Present.
Commissioner Ronald Robertson,
Present.
Commissioner Vivian Saunders,
Present.
Commissioner Michael White.
Present.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll now have invocation and pledge of allegiance by Vice Chair Hoggart. Amen. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Vice Chair. We will now open the floor for public comments. We ask that you please be mindful that we have a 3-minute time limit per speaker.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Deborah Taylor and I live in Francis Mill. On April 1st, I emailed the county manager about weed killer damage I noticed at the Bertie County water site. I sent the county a lawful public records request regarding maintenance at these locations, and the Board of Commissioners was copied. The county continues to obstruct my public records request. Still seeking answers, I've contacted state agencies. So far, I have received an investigative report back from the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, and I'm here to share what they found. First, the current contractor told the inspector that he had sprayed generic glyphosate around the sites. He did not have the required commercial applicator's license, and he claimed that he didn't know that he needed it. For those who don't know, glyphosate is the active ingredient in the weed killer Roundup. Second, the contractor who serviced the water sites from 2020 to 2025 told NCDA that he did not spray herbicides that had only weed-eated. NCDA did not find him in violation, but I reported the weed killer use to the county manager on April 1st after observing the kill strips right before the current contract started, and Google Map also confirms that this practice has occurred for several years. Also a concern, the sites are fenced and locked. If the prior contractor didn't spray herbicide, it was likely a county employee. The maintenance records I requested would clear up this discrepancy. Third, NCDA told me in writing that its inspector found out from county personnel that the locations and photographs I provided the agency were pumping stations and water towers, not well sites. That difference is meaningful because wellheads are subject to DEQ specific contamination prevention rules. But three of the locations I sent NCDA are listed by both Bertie County and DEQ as well sites 8, 9, and 14. I asked, who told the NCDA inspector that those well sites were not well sites? On Friday, the inspector answered my NCDA public records request in writing. I'm not going to blurt it out right here, but I have the name of the employee who provided misinformation to the inspector. The NCDA has the county's own well site list, which they can compare with the photos that contain my phone's metadata. They'll see I told the truth. I again asked the county manager and the board to honor my public records request of April 1st and ask, why is the county unwilling to comply with North Carolina law and deny citizen access to public records? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dobra.
Would county manager like to know which employee that was? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dobra. Madam Clerk. Okay. At this time, we will move to our next line item, proclamation recognizing August 2026 as Child Support Awareness Month. Oh, no, that's all right. I got it. I got it. Okay, proclamation of recognition August 2026 as Child Support Awareness Month. Whereas Burt T. County is recognizing August as Child Support Awareness Month and reaffirm its commitment to strengthening Burt T. County families by providing child support services to improve the economic stability and well-being of children. And whereas in state fiscal year 2025-26, more than $2.1 million in child support was collected from parents of Burt T. County's children. And whereas there are nearly 1,020 child support orders in place, working to ensure that children receive financial support from their parents. And whereas the court must order either parent to obtain and maintain medical health insurance coverage for a child if it is actually and currently available to the parent at a reasonable cost. And whereas Child Support Awareness Month salutes the diligent working parents who spend time with their child and who make regular child support payments to safeguard their children's future. And whereas strengthening individuals and families promotes the safety and well-being of children, provides stability, improves the lives of children, and provides opportunities for families to be able to enhance their children's futures. And whereas children who do not receive adequate financial and emotional support from their parents may experience greater difficulty in becoming healthy, happy, and productive citizens. And whereas many concerned and dedicated judges, district attorneys, clerks of court, sheriff's personnel, and child support professionals work to establish and enforce child support orders for Burt T. County children, one of our county's most vital resources. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Burt T. County Board of Commissioners do hereby proclaim August 2026 as Child Support Awareness Month in Burt T. County. Adopted this third day of August 2026. Tanya R. Davis, Clerk to the Board, Corey E. Balance Sr., Chairman, Burt T. County Board of Commissioners. Thank you, everyone. Next line item, safety awareness updates by Human Resources and Risk Management Director, Ms. Nicole Boone. How y'all? How are you, Ms. Nicole?
This evening.
All right. Well.
Just coming this evening just to give you all just a few little updates as it relates to safety with Burt T. County and our employees and things that we've been doing to promote safety here with Burt T. County. June was National Safety Month. So during the month of June, each week we had different topics that promoted safety here with the county in the workplace. Our theme for the month was Safety First, Safety Always. As you will look, each week we had different things. For week one was CPR and AED Awareness Week. For week two, preventing slips, trips, and falls. Week three was emergency preparedness, and week four was staying safe on the roads. So for week one, these are just little pictures and stuff that we took. Week one was CPR and AED awareness. We held a CPR certification class, and our very own Christy Corden, our emergency management coordinator, did the class, and she received help from Kimmy Ann, our EMS chief, and they provided employees trainings to equip them with life-saving skills needed to respond to emergencies. Week two, we had preventing slips, trips, and falls. For this week, each day, we sent out resources to employees to help reduce common workplace on slips, trips, and falls. On Friday, June the 12th, we held a Jeopardy game, which focused on slips, trips, and falls. We had three participants, Miss Alicia Jones from the Water Department, Deja Williams, and Glenn Davis Jr. from Parks and Rec, participated in the Jeopardy game, and Miss Alicia Jones was the winner for the Jeopardy game. And during these activities, we also had different activities where they was able to win different things. So Miss Alicia won a Burt T. County laptop bag and a gift card and some other things that she won for the Jeopardy game. On week three, we focused on fire safety in the workplace with emergency preparedness, but our focus was mainly fire safety. So during this week, John Rawls, our emergency director, provided multiple sessions on fire safety. We went to different locations, DSS. We had trainings in the commissioner's room. We went over to the sheriff's office with EMS and communications, and we provided fire safety training for the employees. We also doing for emergency preparedness, we also held a fire extinguisher training right out here in the parking lot out here. John provided us with fire extinguisher training. As you can see, we're out there extinguishing fires. So week four was defensive driving training. Michelle Harris from NCACC, she came out and provided a classroom training on defensive driving to employees. After the classroom training, we held a driver obstacle course where EMS graciously allowed us to use their side-by-side, which had doors and it had seat belts. County manager, make sure we were safe. So we held did a little obstacle course. So we held one session in the morning, one session in the afternoon, and everybody drove the side-by-side for the obstacle course. We kind of wrapped up National Safety Month with an ice cream social where employees were able to come and enjoy some ice cream and fellowship. I would like to, at this time, thank the county manager, Christy Corden, and Kimmy Ann Corey, who conducted the CPR certification, and the employees for participating. That was my main thing, is trying to get employees participating in things and activities here with the county. Just getting them to come together. We all come together and participate. So I had a great turnout and participation, and I'm thankful for that. I would also like to thank John Rawls, our Emergency Management Director. From beginning to me planning, all the way to setting up the defensive driving course, he helped me out, and he was real instrumental in it being a success. So I would just like to give kudos to him and publicly thank him for all that he did with helping making this event, this month, a successful month. And I just want to give you another quick update as it relates to our workers' comp and liability and property claims. I did. Charlie D'Angelo from Sedgwick through the NCACC and County Risk Group met with me a couple of weeks ago, and he came by and provided me some reports in reference to our claims for workers' comp and liability and property. So I can stand here and proudly say that for this year, for 2025, our claims for workers' comp and liability and property has been down from previous years. Not only the claims, but the total amount paid. So I can proudly stand here and say, that's awesome. I'm going from 1 year having 17 claims, 1 year having 18 claims, 1 year having 13 claims, down to having 11 claims, and that was property and liability. And with workers' comp, 1 year having, where's my, missing a page. Here we go. With workers' comp, 1 year having 12 claims, 1 year having 8 claims to now 2025 having 4 claims. So that's kudos to the employees. I thank the employees again because they're listening to safety, being cautious with driving, injuries, and all that good stuff. So kudos to the employees. Thank you. You have any questions?
Any questions? I'd just like to say thank you so much, Ms. Bone. You've been doing an outstanding job, and we applaud you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, next line item, financial summary by Finance Director, Mr. Willie Carp. Good evening.
In your packet included the June 30th of 25's year-end summary. We ended the year with a cash balance of $16,514,895.52, compared to 25 at $14,834,644.43. So our cash on hand increased by approximately $1.68 million. You also were provided the expenditure reports for the general fund, the Department of Social Service Fund, as well as the water fund. The general fund's revenues were $24,168,552.54. Our expenditures are currently at $23,106,904.42. So our revenues exceeded our expenditures thus far in the general fund by $1,061,648.48. DSS, however, we do have some revenues that we're posting, and we keep getting some the payables coming in. So these numbers will change probably by the end of August and September. The revenues currently posted within DSS were $4,354,857.45. The expenditures currently stand at $4,394,064.95. So our expenditures are exceeding our revenues currently at $39,270.50. The water department's revenues currently stand at $2,565,655.51. Their expenditures are currently at $2,644,042.41. The expenditures are exceeding revenues at $78,386.90. Any questions?
Those expenditures, they are projected to turn around.
The expenditures may go up depending on what invoices may come in at the end of the year.
We need some revenue.
Referring to water department, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
And so the last time that rates were increased has been about 5 years ago. So I think it's about time for us to explore. And I know that's not what people want to hear, but the cost of doing business goes up. And so in order for us to take care of the enterprise fund that like we have to, we may have to take a look at, we are going to have to take a look at increasing those rates. But it's important to also note here that the held hand meter readers, we were experiencing difficulty with a number of those, and we had to purchase some of those this fiscal year also. And if we had not purchased those within the budget, which is why it's a little bit over, we would have gone into fund balance in order to do that. That was like an emergency. We had to do that. And so that contributed to this deficit also. But yes, we definitely do understand. Going forward, again, we're probably going to have to take a look at increasing the rates because it has been at least 5 years since they were last increased.
Do we know if we have some outstanding debt or that is owed to us? Back to the email we got about the billing issues.
Yes.
Could that be some of this as well?
That could be some.
You're referring to the Collins and Collections?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they are running. They have improved. I'm not sure what the receivables are currently. But I can get.
I've responded to the email saying that we haven't been getting ours either. So.
Correct. Yes. A number of people have complained about that. So we're going to look into that issue as well to see exactly what's going on, why people are saying that they do not receive their bills. Some will come and still pay, you know, as you mentioned, that's but some people will not. If that's they don't receive a bill, then they will not come to pay.
Going on in ones or two. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of it is postal service issues, not necessarily in-house with us. I mean, because I know the town of Windsor, you are not getting electric bills and stuff like that. And that's postal stuff. It's not necessarily we're doing something wrong or the town's doing something wrong. Postal service. Am I correct now, Commissioner Dam?
They have a problem, but they got a system where they can go online.
Okay.
For your water bill and stuff up there. If you don't receive it, you can go online.
And that is what we're working toward. Also, we've been in communication with our attorney, Jonathan Huddleston, in particular, because there was the water department recommended going with a certain company where you could, customers could go online and look at their water bills and pay. However, the attorney had a concern with a certain portion of the contract when it comes to the limitation of liabilities, and that presented a conflict with us moving forward. But unless we can find another company with similar service that will allow us to, you know, to not include that, we may have to come to you all to say, you know, the attorney recommends us not moving forward because of this. And, you know, you may just have to get your opinion on whether or not you think we should still move forward with it. But Attorney Huddleston was very concerned that if a problem came up, us being limited on the amount of funds that we could get from the company, that was a concern for him. So we'll keep you posted on that. But that is something that we definitely want to do to make it more convenient for our customers.
You know, just to pay my credit card, because I got a call last week that we stopped taking payments by credit card. Is that true?
For a day, like Munis may have been down, it may not have been able to do it, right? At toward the end of the fiscal year?
In the rollover process, we had some files that hung up that Munis had to send to the higher help desk to get resolved. So we were down about a day and a half or a little bit more in being able to take payments in that day. However, the credit cards online should have still been okay.
I just happened to pay my water bill today.
Uh-huh.
The young lady said, can we get a credit card machine here? So I'm going to have to say that they must not be taking
credit cards here.
They don't have one at the desk?
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
I had got you. Book,
right, right, right. Got you. That's what you're talking about, the credit cards. Yeah, cash or check. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I do think you got can it. Pay it. You pay it online? And then it comes with like a $2 fee or something.
Right, but you were speaking of them not being able to come here. Is that what you were saying, Commissioner?
No. They was calling in, so can they pay the credit card, pay my credit card. And the customer said, you probably stopped taking credit cards. I said, well, I didn't know we had stopped taking credit cards.
Yeah, I'm saying they don't have a machine down here.
Right.
That's what the lady.
Got you. Right. They do. Right. Right.
They have something
down. They do.
Okay. We'll look into it because the tax department has one, so I was unaware.
Mm-hmm. What if I need a good cup machine on hand when I first come in?
Right. Right.
So the next question is, why don't they have one?
I'm not sure.
Who fault is that? I know somebody's looking for blame. I'm just asking the question.
As manager, I guess I can take responsibility for that since I'm the county manager.
No.
But usually there's a fee associated with it. But we can take a look at doing that, at getting a credit card machine, as well as being able to
attach to the customer. See what I'm saying? So there won't be a fee attached to the county. Too much pay.
We'll look into that. Okay. We'll look into it.
Okay, Mr. Mack, we surely thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
Next line item. Approve the June 1st, 2026 budget work session meeting minutes. Any discussion? None been. Is there a motion on the floor? Have a motion on the floor by Commissioner Robinson. Is there a second? Second by Commissioner White. All in favor of approving the June 1st, 2026 budget work session meeting minutes, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Next line item. Approve the June 8th, 2026 budget work session meeting minutes. We have a motion on the floor by Commissioner White. Is
second.
This second by Vice Chairman Hoggett. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Next line item. Approve the June 8th, 2026 budget budget public hearing meeting minutes.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor by Commissioner White. Second by Commissioner Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Next line item, approve the June 22nd, 2026 open and closed session meeting minutes. Is there a motion on the floor?
Second.
Got a motion on the floor by Commissioner Robinson, second by Commissioner White. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Number five, approve July 13th, 2026 open and closed session meeting minutes. We have a motion on the floor by Commissioner White, second by Commissioner Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Discussion agenda. Discuss approval of negotiator offer to purchase 306 West Main Street, Orlando, North Carolina. County manager.
Yes, sir, Chairman. We received a bid in the amount of $12,349.99 for the property located at this address. We received the deposit that was necessary to go along with that bid, and we put this advertisement in the local newspaper, the Roanoke Tomorrow News Herald, to be exact, to allow for the 10-day upset bid period. During that time frame, no upset bids were received. And so that bid is back before you for final approval. If you all approve this bid, we will inform the bidder that the balance is due, and then it will be in the hands of the attorney and that bidder for closing and a transfer of property.
Okay. We need a motion on the floor to approve the negotiator. Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a question. You said that the upset. Can you say that one more time?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
That's the only bid that we got was $12,000.
Yes, ma'am. And now, just keep in mind, we're not talking about Orlando Elementary, but okay. The property located at 306 West Main Street is a house.
Okay.
It's a house. It's an old, dilapidated property. Yes. And so we're very happy to
yes,
have that put back on our books so we can receive taxes for that.
Don't move.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. We have a motion on the floor to approve the negotiated offer to purchase 306 West Main Street, Orlando, North Carolina, by Commissioner Saunders. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Second by Commissioner Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Next item. Discuss approval of resolution reestablishing Department of Social Services Board. County manager.
Yes, sir. So as you all are aware, the Bertie County Board of Commissioners dissolved the Bertie County DSS Board back in November of 2025. And since that time, the Bertie County Board of Commissioners has assumed the duties and responsibilities of the DSS board. And so for some time, we've been discussing reestablishing the DSS board. And in order to do that, this resolution has to be approved, stating your intent to reestablish the DSS board. Following your approval, the Social Services Commission will be informed so that they can advertise for the appointments that they will make. The Social Services Commission will make two appointments to the DSS board. Tomorrow, Bertie County will also advertise the appointment of two positions as the Bertie County Board of Commissioners makes two appointments to the DSS board. And the four, two from Social Services Commission, two from Board of Commissioners, those four members will appoint or elect a fifth member. Okay, so upon your approval tonight, we can have the DSS board reestablished by late September, no later than October.
So move.
Okay, discuss approval of resolution reestablishing Department of Social Services Board. We have a motion on the floor for approval by Commissioner Saunders. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Vice Chairman Hoggart. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. So next line item. North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, 119th Annual Conference, August 20th through August 22nd, 2026, will be held in Durham County, North Carolina. And I'm assuming that everybody's planning on going. We'll reach out to the clerk to schedule your travel accommodations. Next line item, Burke T. County Schools Convocation, Thursday, August the 13th, 2026 at 9 a.m. at the Burke T. County Schools Ribbon Cutting Ceremony for the CTE Wing. Thursday, August 13th at 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at Burke T. High School. And we hope that everybody is available to be there on the board. At this time, we would like to open the floor for Commissioner's Report. Commissioner Robinson, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I had an opportunity to visit New Orleans a couple of weeks ago and talking with the other commissioners in other states and all around. Everybody's facing some of the same problems. And probably they're facing the same problem we're facing. It's housing. And housing seems to be a big issue in a lot of states and a lot of counties with the commission I spoke with. And I'd like for us to pay real close attention with the farm bill, too. The 10-1 number section there with the farm bill. Make sure that we are aware of what's going in it on products and produces so that we can be safe. So take a look at the House bill, see how much money is being sent down to help the farmers.
Yeah. Vice Chair?
No, I guess I can ask Ms. White and Superintendent. I know in some counties with the buses, there's an app that they use as far as student pickup and things. That been a topic of conversation with you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm behind the eight ball now. Cool beans. All right. I was just curious. Yeah. And how does it exactly work?
It's an app they download and they can see where the bus is as a travel spot.
And they still getting left.
But you still have to be out there on time. That didn't change. That didn't change the fact that they got to be out there on time. And this bus is not going to wait for them.
But when I was coming, the bus used to wait for us. Then it used to wait for us. I didn't know we were coming. No, I was just curious about that. But other than that, no, I really, there's a lot going on. But I'll say again, as I've always said in my comment, with this election coming up in November and talking about this capping this the tax thing. And they're going to word it like, do you want your taxes increased? And nobody does. But realizing if you vote it in, what it's going to do is going to cut your public services. So just, and I continue to preach on that at every time I get a chance to. So just remember, it might sound good, but it's not good for us, particularly rural counties like Burke T, tier one counties. No. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Commissioner White?
That's kind of county business. Bill Clafford, we purchased a vehicle from that the other day, and they're having their 50th anniversary this coming Saturday. They got big stuff planned. You might know more than I do, except since it's town of Windsor, but go support them. They've been here 50 years doing something right.
Yeah.
Good fun. I have much better than that.
They got a band coming. He told me that. That's at 7 to 8:30. They got a band. They're going to have fireworks. So it should be a.
What time would that be starting?
It starts at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it goes all the way throughout the day. They're going to have a drawing on the hour every hour.
For a car?
No, they didn't say that. That's the grand finale.
All right. Commissioner Saunders.
Just want to thank County Manager Chairman Balance and this entire board for your support during the crisis that's going on with the jail. Y'all have been outstanding. You know, I could not do what I do if it had not been for the support of everyone that has been behind me. I also wanted to ask this board, I attended the memorial service for Shamar Best, mm-hmm. a young firefighter who was killed in a tragic car accident. I asked this board in September, may we do the same type of proclamation we gave for Mr. Garrett's family and present something to Mayor Best as one of, Mayor Pugh is one of our own, the mayor of Lewiston. And it was his grandson, very close, he raised him. So I just asked this board, could we do a presentation to his family like we did with Firefighter Garris, if it's the pleasure of this board?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I'm sure we have consensus on that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah. I need to add one thing to this, the information going out is that help and get everybody to attend Blue Jays hand there going that's back right, to school right. giveaway on Saturday. And I was down there last week to firefighters meet, but they are doing great things down there. So get a chance Saturday from live start around 12. They have vendors, you know, playing chicken, hot dogs, that whole work. So, you know, give them some time too.
Lots to do in Burton County on Saturday.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, I would like to just remind everyone about the dental school and the family medicine practice there in Orlando, the new facility. When they first opened, they weren't prepared to take a lot of the insurances, but now they're accepting more insurances. You know, they're getting their, I guess, their credentials or certifications more elevated. So they do great work. You see how you like my smile? They do great work, but they're a good outfit. I just want to remind everybody that they're there and they're there to serve our community. All right. At this time, we will have our county manager's report.
Yes. I just have two brief things. The first one is in response to Ms. Deborah Taylor's request after she initially make the request. We were basically in the height of budget, and I told her that we were working to, it would be delayed, but we would get that information to her. And so we have started doing that. Again, budget was a concern, as well as the water superintendent being out of the office for an extended period of time. And I've been out a little bit also, but we will follow up and provide the information. We have most of what she has requested, but it's a number of items, some of which we may not have, but I'm thankful for what she did provide to me tonight. Additionally, I want to remind everyone of the advertisement for sealed bids for Orlando Elementary School. The property that was just approved on 306 West Main Street in Orlando is totally different from Orlando Elementary School. And so we are taking bids on Orlando Elementary School by way of sealed bids. And so we will be accepting sealed bids for Orlando Elementary School until 3 p.m. on Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. So August 12th, 3 o'clock, is the deadline. And at 3 o'clock on August 12th, all the bids received will be open in the public. And that will take place, I believe that's set to take place where the bids are due, which is 101 Lawyers Lane, which is at the law attorney's office. So again, that is August 12th, 3 o'clock. That's when the bids are due. Thank you.
Okay. And county attorney's report. Okay. We will now open the floor for public comments. Are there any public comments, clerk?
I guess so.
Okay. Okay. Just write it. Just write his name down right quick, and we'll let him speak. That's all.
Okay. The old man today.
About selling land. This property, and I just talked to Commissioner Hoggett about it a while ago, on York Street, 104 York Street. I own 102 and one on the other side of 104, and was one at 106. I was wondering, would y'all be concerned wanting to sell that? It's sitting in the middle of my two that y'all ain't doing nothing with, but letting it grow up. I asked the county manager, could I cut some of the bushes down? So I did that. So if y'all think about it and you consider selling it, let me know.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. You make a note of that,
Councilman. Yes, and I've told Mr. Dameron that the county will always consider any offers made on county property.
Okay. By the way, happy birthday to you, man.
Ain't yet.
Oh, it's soon though. When is it? 19, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Dameron. I'd like to just take a moment before we go into closed session. And I would just like to welcome, even though she's not present here tonight, Ms. LaToya back. She has been out for a while, but the Lord has blessed and healed where she can return back to work. So I just wanted to bring her name before the citizens and the board to welcome her back, Ms. LaToya, back with the elections, Department of Elections.
Mm-hmm. I would ask y'all to please keep Monreal Williams in prayer. He's a young man who had a stroke that works for the county. Very young man. If y'all would please keep him lifted up in prayer, I would appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right. We need
Chairman, special point of privilege. We superintendent, I need him to come forward and share with him the last award he just received. And I'm reading it like this, and I need to know more about it. Thank you.
You came to the meeting, come to the podium.
Come on, let us go.
No.
I'm saying, Commissioner, I'm saying. The last award that you received.
So it's called the North Carolina State Lift Innovators Award.
Right.
It's from the Teachers Ed Department of North Carolina State University, where they recognize just different constituents in the university who's doing work with youth, basically. So they, part of our community schools model, they came down with Orwin Small, young adult Small, with his work, that research he's done, and the work we were doing, the course that we teach at the high school about the history of Bertie, our community schools model, how we teach the STEM lab and the departments. They were just kind of looking at things we've done over the last few years. So they left. Don't make me tell you what acronym is, but they recruit high school seniors across the state for a summer program that are looking at students who move into teaching. And so, and a part of that process is they recognize somebody across the state who's doing work in the education. So people from North Carolina State have been in work time. So they like the work that we were doing. So the group voted to make work for us to get the work. So it was given to me, but it was for all the Bridge County schools.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
He had already told me that, Mike.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He told you the truth.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Small, did any money come with it?
I just said it.
You got that part out.
But we need a motion on the floor to go into closed session according to North Carolina Journal Statute 143-318. Point 11A, 3, 4, and 6. Is there a motion? Moved by Michael White, second by Commissioner Sanders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye. Aye. We will now go into a closed session. All right, everybody. All we need now is a motion to come out of closed session.
Second.
You have a motion to come out of closed session by Commissioner Sanders, second by Vice Chairman Hogg. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. We're out of closed session. Let them bring everybody back out in the weight room.
All good, Chairman.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us for this evening's meeting. At this time, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn this meeting by Commissioner Saunders, second by Commissioner Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned. Good evening, everyone.